Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Refuse to Receive Symptoms Already in Progress.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. When he spoke to me and said, son, pay attention. I started to read that verse. He said, son, pay attention. I have a message for you in the next few verses. Let me tell you, I heard that audible voice. When people say, God don't speak audible no more, you got to me too late. I heard it. I know he talks. I've heard what he said, and it changed my life forever. It was telling me that I needed to teach my children and my family about the Lord. I needed to be a living example of Jesus Christ to my family. And I'm telling you, I took that to heart and I started doing that. And because of my obedience to do what he said, since that day in 1977, I guess it was somewhere along there. Yeah, 1977. From that day to this, I have heard the audible voice of God over 50 times. But one time's all it took. I knew he was real. I didn't see him. I didn't get to touch him. I didn't get to handle him. I didn't get to eat with him. I didn't get to do any of these things these boys got to do for years. But they're trying to tell you, folks, he's real. He's real. Jesus is really real. It doesn't make any sense what anybody tries to tell you. When people say, you know, God don't do these things anymore, he does. Hey, you got to me too late. It's written in the book, and that's what they wrote this book. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it. I mean, just like I said, you want to tell me Cheryl never existed? Forget it. You know, I can see her sitting right there. I've touched her. I've held her. I've loved her. You know, we went together and eat together. We've had all kinds of fun together. We've done all kinds of. You tell me this girl's not real? You're too late. You're too late. But just think of the people today. Think of the people that does not believe that Jesus Christ is real. They're all around the place, all over the place. And Jesus is not real. The enemy, he's pretty good, isn't he, Paula? He freely can deceive you, which was with the Father and manifested unto us. Next verse. That which we have seen and heard, we declare unto you, that which also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. If you get in the Word and you will begin to read the Word, as you read the Word of God, I guarantee if you spend enough time in the Word, reading and studying the Word of God, and ask him to manifest himself to you, he promises to do that, and he will. You will hear his audible voice. He will talk to you. He will show you great and mighty things that you know not. We may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Just think, the King is living right there, inside of you and me. He's living there and he's wanting to talk with us. He's wanting to answer our prayer. He's wanting to do things, just like he healed Paula and her sister, just like he did Mac's earrings for his wife. God wants to do things for us. But he wants us to walk with him and praise him and worship him and thank him and not be ashamed of him. And there's so many people today that they just don't believe that God is real. That's what's wrong with our country today. That's why we're in the shape we're in today. People do not believe that God is real. And so we're suffering what we're suffering. We're undergoing the terrible tests and trials and things that are happening in America, all because we're not putting God first. I don't know what's going to happen in America, but I I mean, I've read the scriptures many times, and I'm telling you, there's going something devastating is going to happen to this country within the next year or two.
That's right. That's right.
It's going to happen.
Yes.
You better make sure that you are prepared, that you're in a place with God, that you're, if you haven't read and memorized Psalms 91, you need to. If you have read and memorized Psalms 91, to all of us that dwell in the secret place of the Most High God and say that He is our Lord and our Savior, in Him we trust, I guarantee you, if you will do that and do what it says, then He says, no sickness, no disease shall come near your dwelling. He will protect you. He will take care of you. He will keep you healthy. He'll provide for you. And somebody says, well, what if I get killed? Well, praise God. That's the best gift you're going to get, you know. If you die, we get to go home to be with Jesus. No, the battles are all over. You don't have to worry about it. That would be the best gift He could give any of us. We just don't see it like that. But that is the best gift that God can give us, is to bring us home to be with Jesus. Can you imagine how good it's going to be in heaven? No, I mean, the other day I was reading an article where a man had been to heaven. And he said, I looked down and said, I saw these flowers, and they were the most beautiful flowers I had ever seen in my life. And it's like all the little petals in the end of the, whatever you want to call it, they were like little tongues singing. And he said, I looked down and thought, wow, wouldn't that be awesome to have a bouquet of those? And he said, instantly when I thought that, I had a bouquet of those things in my hand, and those flowers were beautiful. And I looked, the closer I looked, those little tongues, they were actually singing a beautiful song to me. Now, when's the last time you had a flower sing to you on earth? I haven't ever had a little flower sing to me. I will have to say they're beautiful, they're awesome, but I've never had one sing to me. But I can easily believe that in heaven the flowers can sing to us. Can't you?
Yes.
Oh, wow. It's just amazing. Let's go to verse 4. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. They're writing these things in 1 John to let you and me know that Jesus Christ is really real. We have ate with Him. We have slept with Him. We have talked with Him. We have walked with Him. We've done everything. We've seen His miracles. In fact, He's given us power to pray for the sick, and we have prayed for the sick and seen them get well. Well, Jesus, that we should be doing the same thing, right? I mean, everything that Jesus did with His disciples and His apostles, we are supposed to be doing the same thing with Him. So as we walk and as we talk, as we walk with God and do what He says, we should be experiencing the same exact answer to prayer that they did when they talked to Him directly. And if we're not, there's something wrong. We need to have that same experience. Because they said, and these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. I want my joy to be full, don't you? Yes, I absolutely want my joy to be full, and it can be. Verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of Him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. No darkness whatsoever. I got tickled a while ago when Paula was giving her testimony. Almost for a second, she was going to let the darkness overtake her. That's what we call the flesh. But you know, you can get mad at the devil and his people, right? Yeah, you really can, because if you go to a hospital today, or if you got family, almost everybody will try their best to talk you out of doing it God's way. They don't want you to believe in Jesus. They don't want you, the average church member does not believe that God is the healer today. And it's so sad, because when Jesus said we have to believe with no doubt in our heart, that's why He's writing this book to us, the book of 1 John, that This is a message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. None whatsoever. There's no darkness in God. Verse 6. Let's go to verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and we do not the truth. It's real easy for somebody to miss this. If we say that we have fellowship with him, in other words, how many people do I minister to? Do I talk to on the telephone? And usually it's women. When I talk to a woman on the phone, I ask her, is she married? Yes, I have a husband. Well, is your husband saved? Yes. Does he go to church with you? No. He takes me and the children and drops us off, and then he goes fishing or somewhere else or whatever, but he does not go to church. But he's a Christian. I'm not too sure of that. Isn't that something? He's been deceived. Yes, we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness. We lie and do not the truth. If you say you're a Christian and you don't go to church, you say you're a Christian and you don't tithe, you say you're a Christian, you don't walk in love with your mate, you don't forgive, what's God saying here? If we say we have fellowship with him, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, I love Jesus. How many of you have heard somebody say that they're a Christian and they do not go to church? All the time. Oh, I'm okay. I'm okay. Me and God got an okay deal. Well, what does God say about that? What does he say? If we say that we have fellowship with him, in other words, I fellowship with Jesus. Okay, yeah, sure you do. But I just don't go to church. And, I've got other things to do. I don't want to go to church. I'm certainly not going to go down there to that church and tithe. You know, you have no idea how many men, especially that I've heard, I ain't going down there. All them preachers want your money. The preacher, if he's preaching about money, he's preaching what God talked about. It ain't him. It's not him that wants your money. It's God that wants your money. And God tells you, if God tells you to tithe, what should you do? You better tithe, I guarantee you.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Refuse to Receive Symptoms, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.